Hello, Florence and Cindy. This is your old buddy and shipmate and cousin and husband and master, Carly, talking to you from Quan Nai on the 16th, 17th of the month of September, and hoping that I find you all well and happy about your business. And I want to tell you that I haven't received a letter today, but the last letters I've got from home have been very happy sounding, like everyone is contented with the way things are, and surely they sound like they're full of love anyway, and for this old boy over here in Vietnam. While I think of it, Florence, I want you to look around for my PX card. We're issued a PX card out here, and it's about 4 inches long, about an inch and a half wide, and it's got a, inside it, it's got says beer and liquor, and it's got a place is marked for purchase of tape recorders and radios. Well, you have to have it to buy anything here in this country, and although I don't buy either cigarettes or beer or liquor, they've suddenly decided up here where we live that we need a PX card so they can check out the soft drinks we buy. And I buy soft drinks here for our commissary, and although I'm only allowed 3 cases a month, I can't buy anything without that commissary card, and I think I left it home. At leastwise, I've lost it someplace, and I can't find it here. So, if would you look for it? And it's kind of a yellow thing, and got a red shield on it, and got my name printed on it, and typed in there, and I've signed it, and it's if it should be in. I took some cards out of my wallet, and laid them on the dresser, and. It might be in that little cigarette box with where we keep all the cards on the dresser in where my clothes are. I'd sure appreciate it if you found it, if you'd send it to me right away. Well, let's see. Quan Nai today. I guess, let's see what you'd be interested in today. I think about the only thing in my job was that the boss came back from his home leave in Taiwan today, and these guys come and go and get their visits in and out, and there's always somebody coming and going. But he came back today, and it's nice to see him. I wrote to you or talked to you about the little refugee girl that they had sent to the hospital in Chu Lai and sent her down here to be put in the Catholic orphanage, and I took her in tow and brought her over to the house and gave her to our elderly maid who has a couple of kids her own age, and with the idea that when Mr. Ladam, the welfare man, broadcast over the radio that someone had come in out of the wilderness and pick her up. We can't seem to find where she lives, and she lives out too far west for anyone to take her out because they're afraid of the. She's in the village she lives in is under VC control. So we haven't found anyone to take care of her and get her out there, and the parents haven't come in after her yet. So the little girl is getting real homesick, and she just wants to go to her back and see her sisters and her brother. She's got a 12-year-old brother, and she's 9 years old, and she's got two younger sisters and another younger brother. And so I was talking to her today and found out that she had never gone to school, that her brother had taught her to write her name a little bit and or do the ABCs. And she's strictly a kid from out in the country, and she's so homesick that when I was talking to her through an interpreter, the tears started rolling out of her eyes. And these people don't show emotion too much, but just the little kid was talking and the tears was just rolling out of her eyes. And it was, I knew that she's very much set on going home, and I don't know how to get her out there. I guess I'll have to just get someone to put her in a bike and take her as far as she can go up the road and turn her loose. Maybe someone will take her to her village, or at least she'll try to get home some way. I don't know quite what to do, and I haven't talked to the boss yet on what we should do about it. My domestic life has been all upset today also. We wanted to put in a new hot water heater, and so I come over this morning after telling the people to telling my the Filipino straw boss to put it in, and I came over here, and some laborers were trying to put it in. They didn't know what they were doing, and nobody was here bossing them, and there was water all over the place. And so I hollered a lot and made them turn things off and go on home, and I'd see them this afternoon, and by golly, they couldn't get the water shut off, and the pipe was leaking, and it leaked all for 2 hours and run out all over everything. Then I went down to get lunch ready, and the old Ba, the senior maid, had gone taking this girl out trying to find a ride home for her, and she wasn't here to cook lunch, and so I started raising all kinds of devil, calling everybody number 10, and Shalom, they're no good, and everybody's number 10, and the two younger maids who were here, they were really frightened that I was giving them too much of a bad time, but they're number 10 as far as I'm concerned. Finally, anyway, this afternoon I got the hot water heater in, and I got a hold of the old Ba, and I told her what I thought of things, and she's very calm. She told me she was trying to help me, and she was trying to do a lot of things, but anyway, I guess she's number 1, not number 10. She cooked a very good meal tonight, and we had a Vietnamese meal with some fish and some rice and some pineapple, and it was pretty fair. But the sad thing about my hot water heater is that there's no hot water now. We had hot water last night, and I got the old hot water heater working good, but the boss decided he wanted a new one, I guess. Anyway, I put one in and it doesn't work. So we'll do without hot water until I get the thing back to battery. At dinner tonight, we began the talking about Colorado and skiing and horseback riding and a lot of things like that. And I started telling tales of a kid on the ranch and horsebacking, and boy, I've soon found myself about 100 years old talking to a lot of real young men that had never lived that kind of life. And I got sort of self-conscious about it, so I decided to shut my mouth. I told him about my first skiing lesson with Lou when I broke my leg, and about my skiing experience. And most of these guys have all been skiers and had lots of experience. But not old Carly. He has not had much experience at that ski business, and living right there where they really do it a lot, I felt a little bit like I had missed out on something. But there's a lot of things that I have done they have not done, so I guess I break about even. However, in talking about Colorado, I got to thinking about it and how nice it is there, and by golly, I don't know, honey. I'm looking forward to coming home for Christmas, and then we'll have after that trip, there's a long, long wait, 6 months before I get home again. Gee whiz, I don't know whether I'm going to enjoy it or not, that much separation. But this will soon be October. Do you know this is the middle of the month already, in September, October, November? Boy, 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 how time does fly. And I hope it's flying by for you too. That indicates that you're real busy and enjoying yourself and working hard. And I also hope that you've got a lot of love in your heart for old Carly, because, boy, he sure loves you. And tonight he's just filled with the happiness and joy of living. I wish that you were here so that I could spend a little time holding you close to me and nuzzling you a little bit in your ears, and whispering to you so the things that I know you like to hear, and letting my hand tickle your back a little bit, and things where I wouldn't have to. I could talk in a little bit more leisurely so that you would enjoy it, and I wouldn't have to keep pushing too fast on the lingo like I'm doing now. But talking on these tapes is pretty good exercise. I think I should sit and talk with just practice this, because I should have a better voice, speaking voice, and practice a little bit better. But I can tell when I stumble and stutter. I can tell when I'm drawing out my uhs and rs, and when I'm not pronouncing words properly. And this also keeps your brain alert, and you have to think of what you're going to say a little ahead of time if you want to keep the tape running without having to stop it all the time. I find that stopping it occasionally and catching your breath helps you adjust for your next few thoughts that's coming ahead, and it's not too difficult to speak then. However, I often forget tonal inflection, and I often forget to practice on how to speak. I think if I had a tape with a good speaking voice, I'd be able to get a more mellow tone like the announcers do. But this is all in practice, and this is a nice piece of equipment we have. And I hope that you don't have any trouble listening to these tapes like you did that one tape that I made, where you were so disappointed and so exasperated because of the fact that you didn't have a stereo to listen to it on. I'm glad to hear that Lou enjoys working where he does. I'm also glad to hear that he's going to start building a house next week. He got the money for the lot, and I just wondered how long it was going to take him to get started building. He'll build a good house, I know, and I don't know whether he'll make any money or not, but we'll trust that he don't lose any. It's a good time, I think, to make money there, and the houses that he's interested in, the price level. I don't know how much profit he'll make, probably less profit than all the trouble that he's going to build a house. But I think it's good experience and practice, and if he breaks even, it will still be to his advantage, because he'll probably be able to tell from this first sample how things will go in the future, and he can make his building plans accordingly. The hot water, the septic sump pump that you got from Dad sounds like a real jewel. Now the next thing is to have somebody install it for you. I don't know, you might ask Bud if he'd do it for a fee. There's not much to it, but he probably would be the better one to do it, since I'd rather have you have a professional put it in there than the way I did it. I just kind of butchered it up when I put it in. But it seemed to do the work for about 6 or 7 years, so maybe if you got a pro put it in there, it would do the work for another few years. No doubt less years than when I did the work, because I did mine with love. And that lasts longer than even the professional work, don't you think? Well, anyway, when you get it in, you can thank Dad for it. You have already, I know, and send him the money. And he probably feels very proud that he got it for us. It's as cheap as it was out of his catalog. And it's a pretty good deal. You saved about $20, I think, buying it out of that catalog. You didn't get to see Dad when he went up on the camping trip, I guess, and you probably haven't seen him since then, but I'm sure that you've called them and talked to them. I had to laugh when you wrote and said you called Elvira and asked her how she was, and she said she was tired. I could just hear the way she said she was tired after washing the windows or doing whatever she was doing. But I guess if I lived with Tom, I'd be tired too all the time. She does pretty good keeping care of old Pappy. He seems to thrive on it anyway.